Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we're just weeks away from Budget 2026, and while there isn't the normal kite flying we'd usually see when the date is within view, there is some news this morning in relation to cuts to student fees and the proposed second-tier child benefit scheme. To tell us more, I'm joined now on the line by political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Louise Byrne. Louise, thanks for being with us. So there might be a bit of good news for college students in the budget. What are we hearing?
Yes, Claire, potentially. And as usual, this is being highly caveated with no decision is made until the budget decisions are finally made. But indications that there will be some change to the student contribution fee. You might remember in the last few weeks of the last Dáil term, there was a lot of discussion and debate around this issue. There were protests by students outside the Dáil following news from Higher Education Minister James Lawless that the €1,000 cut that we've seen in previous years would not be repeated. The reason for that, he said, is because the government was not doing a cost of living package during the budget. Now, my understanding is that negotiations have started, kind of started, and they're expected to step up this week between all ministers and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue and Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers. But my understanding is that there is expected to be a permanent change to the student contribution fee. I'm told it's very unlikely to be that €1,000 that we have seen in previous years. One source saying to me that it would likely be a few hundred euro, others saying that it's probably going to be in and around 500 is probably the most you're going to see off it. So some good news for students and their families, it would appear. Maybe not the news that they were waiting for, but I think there's a real emphasis coming from the government on the fact that these measures need to be permanent so that these students aren't in a will they won't they situation. And also a push, I suppose, as well, Claire, on the SUSE grants to make sure that they take in more people and that they give people more support. So that seems to be the track they're going down. So okay, some good news, but perhaps not the news people might have wanted.
Yeah, I mean, the expansion of the SUSE grant is just not as tangible for people as the €1,000 off the fees. And remember the time there was all the hoo-ha about that going back up to 3,000. There was a sort of a commitment given by some in government that this would be addressed. So if it's 500 and not 1,000, people who are paying that might feel like this is a loss.
Potentially. And I mean, I think the indication always was, and as one government source said to me in July when this was all kicking off, was that this is a row that's going to sort itself out. That there, every year that we have seen this money off, it's been done as part of the budget process and it's been announced on budget day. And the inclination was, you know, sure, pay some of your fees now. And sure, you never know what's going to happen come the budget time and how much more you have to pay in January. And that seems to still be the case. I think there has been certainly a tempering of expectations about that €1,000, and it talks about the cost of that, talks about, you know, if we do this we can't do other things. And I suppose that's going to be the undertone of this whole budget, Claire. You know, if we do one measure, well then we have to make choices on other things. So perhaps James Lawless might be able to negotiate it up, but people saying to me they think it's very unlikely that €1,000 will be coming back. But should we have three weeks tomorrow between now and the budget, so who knows what hat can be pulled out of a rabbit can be pulled out of a hat between now and then.
Well, that's it. Now, Micheál Martin has said very clearly he's committed to ending, reducing child poverty. And yet we hear from Dara Cailleary, the Social Protection Minister, on RTE's This Week programme yesterday. He says the second tier child benefit system is in the works, they're getting it ready, but it won't be part of this budget.
No, and I think there was perhaps some confusion last week. The Taoiseach appeared to indicate at the Child Poverty Conference in the Aviva Stadium that this was on its way as part of Budget 2026. When you look back, he actually said the second tier child benefit or the equivalent of something like that. So my understanding of it is, and as Dara Cailleary was saying on the radio yesterday, there's a lot of work that has to be done. I think his words were a complete rejig of the child benefit system, and that needs to be done in a way where people are, yes, getting what they deserve, but that other people aren't missing out. And what he seemed to be indicating is that there was just far too much work to be done between now and the 7th of October, so that it would be something looked at in the context of Budget 2027. Now, I understand that there's going to be a push to kind of give more funding to other payments, stuff like the child support payment. Sources saying to me yesterday that really what you would need to see to make a difference to people is a double digit increase in them, improving the access to the stuff like the working family payment as well. So they were saying that there's ways you can help people who need this money without introducing the second tier of child benefit. But I think it will come as a blow to a lot of people, because I think the Taoiseach did get expectations up last week at that conference in the Aviva.
Just on the college fees, and I don't know if you can answer this, Louise, but we have a listener saying they've just paid the €3,000 for their child starting college this year, and they're wondering, does this mean that they'll give the €500 back? Will there be a retrospective on this? Are we clear on that yet?
I don't know for certain, but that's certainly the way that it has worked in other years. And even when I was looking into this yesterday, I saw some of the universities posting on their websites in the context of last year's budget to say that this decision had been made to knock the €1,000 off and that that could be reimbursed. So I would imagine that's going to be the case again. Again, I wouldn't swear by it. I wouldn't be completely certain, but that's certainly the way it has worked in the past. And so I don't see why it would change.
You're talking to us from Cork this morning at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party thinking before the Dáil term starts later in the week. Have you heard anything as of yet? Has there been any public comment on the presidential election, on the budget or anything?
A little bit on the presidential election. Micheál Martin informs us that he was out with Jim Gavin this morning, and it's some weary people in Cork perhaps meeting Jim Gavin in the given his success with the Dublin football team. Micheál Martin telling them not to worry that if he gets in the Oras, he won't be managing any football teams. So perhaps that's one reason why they should vote for him. But I suppose he would say that. In the context of the budget, yes, again, these kind of comments from the Taoiseach about helping those most in need and the fact that we're going to have these really targeted payments. He was speaking about, you know, he's aware that the cost of living for so many people is still so high, that while inflation is dropping, prices are remaining high. He specifically mentioned grocery prices. When I asked him, was there anything the government could do about that? He was saying that, you know, it's not a case that the government is going to introduce subsidies or anything like that, but they're going to make sure that there's targeted measures in place for those who need them. And he seemed to be suggesting that for everyone else, that wages would outpace inflation in the coming months. So I think there's definitely no cost of living package. That was one thing he reaffirmed again today. So it seems that it's going to be a much barer budget than we had in the last couple of years. But I think all eyes now are on October 7th because it's only 3 weeks away, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon indeed. Let's talk about it this year because the presidential election has distracted somewhat. And I heard Pat Lee from the Irish Times telling Brendan yesterday that there are those in the Department of Finance who are delighted that people are distracted. But I'm sure it'll come into focus as the date approaches. Louise, thanks so much for joining us from Cork. That is Louise Byrne there from The Examiner. Mary Staunton will be with us after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.